stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Hey, KPBS podcast producer Kinsey Moreland here, and I wanted to drop in and just let you know about the new season of KPBS Explore podcast, Rad Scientist. This show spotlights the sometimes inspiring, quirky, and trying journeys of researchers. But this season is special. It centers the stories of a group underrepresented in the science world, Blackademics, as they call themselves. Host Margot Wall and co-host Ikran Ibrahim will interview Black scientists and explore what can be done to make sure that everyone has an equal shot at the pursuit of knowledge. Okay, here's the trailer.
Let's do this.
This is Rad Scientists. As a scientist or scientist, what's it? One more time.
I'm excited to say that after a hiatus, Rad Scientist is back for a third season. And there's going to be a lot of cool science.
Kissing bugs, they actually get their name because they tend to bite kind of near people's like mouths or eyes.
The prefrontal cortex is amazing.
My first time holding a tarantula, that was crazy. I was like, wow!
But science doesn't happen in a vacuum. Okay, sometimes it does. But on a serious note, the events of the past few months have sparked renewed discussion about pervasive racism, including within the scientific community.
These protests force people to not ignore us anymore.
All of the Rad Scientists you'll hear from in this season have something in common. They're Black, and their experiences in academia, like the Twitter hashtag Black in the Ivory, reveal the many ways that racism affects talented scientists.
Academia is not necessarily a safe space for Black people.
The road to academia is extremely difficult for people that look like me, and I am hyper aware of that.
There's hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. You're not even getting to the science part yet.
How did you get in here?
Why is my voice the voice that keeps being disregarded here? You know, is that going to be my whole life in science?
Like, no matter how nice I am, no matter how educated I sound, no matter what big words I use, no matter how many books I read, no matter how hard I work, one little minor thing will make me a threat / make me a delinquent.
If you have to sacrifice any part of your identity when you're going into your space to work, you're not doing your best work. End of story.
What am I doing in academia? I can't protect my future kids with a PhD.
And I just, you know, I finally made a decision to leave.
I really pray that science will be a place one day where I can feel like I'm helping people. But that day is just not today.
I hope you'll listen. New episodes available September 2nd.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.